All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Some devotional news from Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math Navadeep, 22nd of August 2002. The international sections of the 19th world tour of Srila Bhaktisandha Govindadev Goswami Maharaj have just now been successfully completed. Srila Govinda Maharaj and his entourage are currently in Vrindavan. And on the line from Vrindavan, we've got Jamuna Priya Devadasi, who's just been on the tour for the second time to London and to Russia, to St. Petersburg and Moscow. So, what were the highlights of the tour that stick in your mind this time?
Okay, well, definitely the whole tour was very beautiful and successful because mainly Srila Gurudev's health remained very steady and was showing to be very good throughout the entire tour, and he was very energetic and speaking so beautifully almost every single morning, both in London and in Russia. That was very inspiring for everyone, so the whole tour was very wonderful because of that. But my favorite part, I think, was St. Petersburg for many reasons, but I think my main reason would be because Srila Gurudev seemed most comfortable there. He has a whole house there, and he would go out every day into the garden and sit in the garden or sit on the water. You know, our temple is right on the Baltic Sea, and the temple is so beautiful, and the deities are extremely beautiful. So my favorite part was the whole St. Petersburg part of the trip.
You've been on the tour before to these places. What did you notice specifically different about this tour?
Well, the first thing would be, I think, that Gurudev's health was better this tour than on the last tour. At least it seemed like his health was better. And there were more organized programs happening, and there was more organization, and the temple was more developed. There were rooms upstairs in the temple for the devotees to stay, and there were more devotees from the West on this tour, and there were more public programs. I would say this year in Russia it was more active and more organized, and yeah, there were more devotees. That was another thing. And I can't accurately describe the amazing thing. It was really wonderful. The tour was totally amazing. And you know, the most amazing thing was that Gurudev, he just kept going and going and going. I mean, he was such an amazing service example. He was just, it was like he was inexhaustible when the rest of us were exhausted.
But Govinda Maharaj kept reasonably good health despite all of that pressure.
Yeah, he did. No, he really did. He had so much affection for Jagannath Vallabha and is always giving him praise and respect in public meetings. And so he, I think, wanted to assist Jagannath Vallabha in his service to all the devotees and the world.
No doubt St. Petersburg stood out as a highlight of the whole tour, but in Moscow also some events took place?
Yes, Moscow was very exciting, and the mood there was very fast-paced. There were programs every day, and the place where we were staying was extremely nice. There was a lake and forest woods all around with giant pine trees, and Srila Gurudev was very happy there. All the devotees had the whole building, so it was like our own huge house. There was maybe 150 people staying there, and there was an outside kitchen and the inside kitchen, and constantly kirtan and lectures were going on, just like in Petersburg. And then, of course, the public programs were very well publicized, and so the one program, the Freedom Festival program, there was probably 3,000 people there. And there was another gigantic cake in the shape of the Jagannath Temple, and that program was extremely successful.
And the London section of the tour probably seems like a long time ago by now.
Yes, it does seem like a long time ago, but definitely it was very sweet, extremely sweet this time. Especially nice this year. The devotees, as we know in London, are so very sweet, and they were so active and so busy cooking prasadam all day long for everyone, and there were little plays for Gurudev, and the space definitely was small, but everyone managed and was considerate as possible. So it was a very nice visit to London this time also. Gurudev went outside for walks, and he seemed very happy there.
the last time he was in London, he was in fact in bed much of the time, I heard.
Yes, it's true. Last time he was very sick, but this time he didn't get sick at all on the entire tour. He was very active and his health was fine throughout the entire tour.
And was there a specific theme to the preaching of Srila Govinda Maharaj on the tour?
No, I think that he spent maybe half of his lecture time answering questions, and the other half he would just speak about, I think, whatever was coming to him at that time.
And in brief, how would you summarize the tour?
It was an amazing experience. It was completely inspirational, I think, for everyone who was fortunate enough to participate. And it's really indescribable, actually, especially the Russian part, what they do for the devotees there. You know, hundreds of devotees, they get to attend this festival. They don't have to worry about anything except for focusing on their spiritual life and devotional service and activities. And all their food and lodging and everything is provided for them for 3 weeks. And also there are all these guests, dignitaries and sannyasis who are speaking constantly in the temple or in the hall. Actually, it's really amazing how Jagannath Vallabha Prabhu sets it up, because he has it scheduled so that all day long there is a lecture or a kirtan happening, so the devotees always have the opportunity to participate in those things. So that is really amazing and inspiring to see that kind of thing is going on anywhere.
Okay, thank you for sharing these reflections with us.
Yes, I feel very privileged that I got to participate in this tour, extremely privileged, and anything I can do to convey how beautiful it was to the world, I'm very happy to try to do that.
Thank you, Jamuna Priyadevi Dasi, calling all the way from Vrindavan. I'm sure you're very tired after the long flight and journeying to be there.
Yes, I think we're all tired, but Srila Gurudev seems the least tired. To our amazement, he keeps going just like normal, just like he never left. And I should say something about Vrindavan also, because we haven't been here for a year, and just now Guru Maharaj went outside walking, and he seems extremely happy to be here. And we don't know how long he'll stay, but we're hoping he'll stay for at least 10 days and maybe longer. He'll be here through Janmashtami, I'm almost positive.
And we've heard that Maharaj may go, in fact, to the USA and indeed to some other places later in the year. What's the likelihood of that?
Mm-hmm. He is definitely talking about going to California. November has been the mentioned month, mentioned more than once. And I would give it about a 75-80% chance that he will go there in November. And that's been about the only place that's been mentioned that I've heard.
So hearing this hopeful news of further international tours by Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj, we invite our listeners to keep in touch not only with the world tour, but with the teachings and activities of Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math worldwide via the Sri Chaitanya Sarasat Math website, scsmath.com. That is scsmath.com. Thank you for listening. All glories indeed to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga.